Welcome to episode 43 of Anime and Us. I'm TJ.
And I'm Sean.
And this is the review show that reviews anime from A to Z.
Sort of.
I almost forgot that part.
Yeah. So, last episode we got Cantai Collection.
That's what happens when you don't need the Wikipedia.
Yeah, I deleted that. It kind of sucks. The wiki, though, the anime came out in 2015, but before that it was a video game.
Yes. It's another anime based on
which was adapted into light novels, the anime, and a role-playing tabletop game.
Yeah.
Plus a video game.
It's got all kinds of stuff to it, apparently.
That's about it. Review done. It just sucks. Watch it.
Well, what's the premise?
The premise, I'm going to give it to you real quick, but it's a tough one because you don't really see anything else outside of these girls in this small academy.
Right.
You don't see any civilians at all. The only people you see are like 12 to 20-ish girls that are have the spirits of battleships in them, which is fucking weird.
That's not what I got. I thought they were actually battleships.
They are, but like in the description, they have the spirits of the battleships in them.
Is that from past. Is that what it is? Because they get repaired and stuff.
Yeah, and they get upgraded. But apparently it's very minor when they get upgraded. Anyway, so they're
Not minor. Some of them are minor. Some of them aren't.
Anyway, so they're sort of in an academy to be learning stuff, like a regular academy.
Learning how to be battleships.
And how to be battleships, but they're also a military force, which is typical of anime. And there's the Abyssal, which is just
the stock enemy in the ocean. Yeah.
Which seems to be just an excuse to draw scantily clad ladies. Gothic ladies, I should say.
Yeah, that's true.
Honestly, it seems like the whole show is just an excuse to draw teenage girls in odd situations doing magical shit. And on occasion, there is some fan service, but there's
a weird line with fan service.
So there's tons and tons of times where they could show panty flashes and tits and this and that. And they choose not to. Like, they even might zoom in on the girl's skirt, but then the skirt doesn't fly up. And not that I particularly care, mind you, but it's such an odd line to draw, because then there are other times when they're like in a bath and they show tons of cleavage.
You're right.
It's like, where do you draw the line? That's such an odd place to do it.
Yeah, it's strange that they didn't go over the top, since especially with the ridiculous nature of this anime.
Yeah,
it's because it's part
and this anime is what people that don't watch anime think anime is.
Yeah, that's true. Yes, that's very much what it is. But, it's really ridiculous in nature. I mean, it seems to, if you go by what the summary of what the show is and what the show wants you to think it is, you would think it's like these girls who are battle tanks fighting these abyssals. But it's really not.
Yeah, not at all. That's just an excuse to show some action scenes.
Right.
And the girls helping each other out because girl power.
Yeah, really, it's a bunch of slice of life kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You get those tropes with the stupid cookout and the beach party and
everything. The only two real overarching plots is the main character, Fubuki, trying to get better and learn. And then the climactic battle against the Abyssal.
Right.
But it's just, I say overarching plots, but it's really not what it is. There's almost nothing there.
So this has the same interesting quirk that Queen's Blade has, the last ridiculous one they have, where there is like one guy in this and he's in shadow the entire time.
Oh, was that the...
The Admiral.
Was that a guy?
Yeah.
I couldn't tell.
It was definitely an Admiral. I guess because there's so much lesbian over vibes in this
show.
Oh,
God.
So...
The two girls are like going at each other. The one's oblivious, so the other one just wants to rape her.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck?
So, but because of all that is so prevalent, you don't realize that you could easily miss it. But the Admiral was definitely a guy. And he's the only one throughout the entire show.
And you never see him. You only see his shadow.
Yeah, you only see his shadow. So, and it's funny because of the lesbian prevalence in this show, the one main girl that was really in love with the Admiral, so that was the only only heterosexual thing in this show, which I found
refreshing.
Not necessarily. It was an odd choice because all the other girls had relationships with each other, and then she's the only one that kind of didn't.
And by relationship, we mean nothing ever actually happened.
Oh, no. There's no actual relationship.
They're just serious, heavily implying.
There's just overtones of it.
Yeah.
There's no actual... Well, except for those two that seem to be dating throughout the whole... But other than that...
There's one death, like, four episodes into the show.
Yeah.
And then no one ever dies again.
You know what I found interesting about that? Because I did read the wiki afterwards a little bit. There's a movie about this. They just,
yeah. Oh,
they,
yeah. That's the one other thing that was made as a movie.
They condensed the show into an anime movie.
That would probably be, I mean, that would probably be better than a 12-episode series.
Yeah.
That was filled with almost nothing.
That's true. But that girl that died in the series is the basis of the movie. She dies in the beginning. But at the end of that movie, she actually comes back.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So I thought that was weird, because that was the only stakes in this show, was her dying and sinking and not coming back. Because she didn't actually die. When battleships die, they sink. They get scuttled, so...
Yeah, they sink. God, they're pretty much ice skating on water. They got these little boots that let them run around on it.
And there is a Sailor Moon transformation in the beginning, but...
A bit, but you never see it again, which was odd.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be prevalent throughout the entire show, but it really
thought it would have.
Yeah.
Because usually with these kinds of shows that don't have a lot in them, there's no sustenance, it's a time filler. Every episode, they transform or de-transform, and that's a minute gone. That's a minute and a half gone, and they need that, but they didn't do that with us for some reason.
And then they go to an island at one point, and they meet, like, a hidden tank, and she's, like, super heavy, but she's actually, like, super thin, and it's like she's...
But then on the last episode, she can... Oh, so, like, when we meet her in that episode that you're speaking of, she gets out in the water for the first time, and apparently she's super exhausted after 5 minutes of being on the water, because she's so heavy, and she uses a lot of gas.
Yeah.
But then at the end of the show, she's out on the water for the entire episode, which is probably hours and hours, because it's a big battle.
Yeah, that's true.
And she's perfectly fine.
That's true. I just thought that they... it doesn't make sense.
I'm thinking too deeply, aren't I?
Yes. A little bit. You're thinking a little too deeply, and
I'm like 5 levels down on this anime, and it's got half a level.
And I was... And I was about to go deeper into it, thinking about it, and I stopped myself. I was like, what am I doing here? There's no... Why am I trying to explain this part of it?
There's nothing to explain, really.
Because the whole thing where they go to the island is just an excuse. They get to a beach and have
bikinis
and have a hotel kind of scenario going.
More,
I don't know.
The pools that are hot.
Oh, the hot springs and stuff.
Hot springs. I couldn't think.
Because that's the other trope that is in these slice of life things. Mm-hmm. Because you get the cookout episode, you get the beach episode, and then you get the hot spring episode.
Yes. You get the classic of everything.
Yeah. Even
they live together in a dorm, all of it.
Even, or the first anime we watched, 801 TTS Aerobats, which was 7 episodes,
had
all 3 of those tropes in it. So, this is, you know, objectively trash.
Yeah, it's bad. There's nothing, it's bad, and there's nothing really good to redeem it is the problem.
No.
But, the story isn't there, the art's meh,
but
the music meh.
I didn't hate it.
Yeah, I didn't hate it either, which is the problem.
The
one thing that really frustrated me is you find out really early on that the main character, Fubuki, that's her name, is a special type destroyer. Something special about them, and a little later into the show, a few episodes in, you learn that she's sort of integral to winning against the Abyssal.
Right.
But she's not special in any way, and you're waiting for that moment for her to unveil something that's making her special. Like, maybe she's part of Abyssal or something. Maybe she's got this hidden power. Nothing.
I think this...
She's not even, like, a natural... They try to explain her as a natural born leader, but she really isn't. She does things.
They're going for the whole she has too much heart and, you know, inspiration. Like one of those
classic shonen type thing.
Yeah.
But they did such a terrible job of showing it.
This is completely
they didn't deliver on anything.
And you know what? At the end of every episode, I didn't want to watch the next episode. But at the same time, when I'm watching it, I was like, eh.
It's hard to look away because it is semi-entertaining.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's...
Which is why I can't hate on it too much, but there's just nothing good redeeming it.
I thought it was just me because I couldn't figure out why I wasn't hating it as much as it is. But I guess it's not just me.
There's something with it.
I mean, then again, we have watched so many bad anime.
We've seen some pretty terrible things, so I can't rank that high on that shitty list.
And considering what we watched last K... I mean, I was just happy we weren't watching
Koikaze. Oh, Christ, I'd watch this again.
Yeah, I would rather watch this again than that one.
Let's play the first episode.
Yeah, it was... So, I mean, maybe we're just scarred at this point.
Yeah, I think we're scarred. We got the 1,000-yard stare from Vietnam.
I mean, between Koikaze...
There's all kinds of anime. There's big anime, there's small anime. Rain that comes down sideways.
I mean, Koikaze was terrible. Probably the worst one we've watched. But then we had to go sit through, like, 801 TTS Aerobats and...
Oh, yeah, terrible things, like Galaxy Railways. God, put a...
You always go back to that one.
I hated it. It put a goddamn toothpick in my eyelids, because I'm about to fall asleep every time an episode...
The one I go back to, I always bring up 801 TTS Aerobats, because that was our first...
Oh, yeah, it was god-awful.
It was our first...
You bring it up, so I can't.
But, honestly, the one I think was... That's even worse than the Galaxy Railways was that Fantastic Children.
Yeah, I only watched like half of that. I fell asleep a lot, but I just kept playing episodes. It was so bad.
Yeah. That one, I think, was objectively the worst. I think we gave that the worst score we could except for Koikaze, which you gave the worst score. I didn't give it
a... Well, I give it a negative 10 or something.
Negative 2. I couldn't objectively give it lower than a 2 because it was written well.
Oh.
Because even...
John Lowe Station written well.
But it was!
Michael Jackson was in charge of the...
If that situation... If that situation would happen in real life, that's how it would have...
I guess.
That's how it would have happened. Well, we're kind of... We're at the point where we don't have anything to talk about.
Yeah,
Because this has nothing to it.
There's no sustenance to it.
Yeah.
What are you supposed to do?
And it's not even that... It wasn't even long. It was 12 episodes.
Which is fair. I mean, if it was 24 episodes with this amount of content, that'd be bad.
But, I mean, but usually when we have 24 episodes, that's when we're rallying against it. Like,
yeah.
The Galaxy Rally was like 26 episodes, and we're like, it was terrible. Mm-hmm. So...
This might just be a real short one, unless you want to go on another political rant.
Sure? No.
Well, I can do it.
I know you can do it, because your favorite guy got under my skin the other week, and I'm done with him.
Favorite guy?
Yeah, your guy.
Trumpy Trump?
Yeah.
I'm not a big Trump guy.
Well, you defend him a lot, so. Like, last time...
No, I defend him a lot, because that's my personality, and you've told me this before. Yeah. I always take the opposite.
I know.
Always.
But you were... I had to defend John Oliver against you last week. And because he
won. I like him. That my problem is I like him.
I know, but you stopped watching him because he went on a rampage against Trump
for a year.
And this is so bad for this podcast.
Who gives a shit? Anyway. We filled up 2 minutes.
Yeah.
This is just going to be a short one. I'm going to give it, it's lower than average, so I'm going to give it a 3.5.
It's definitely 3, because it's not a 4.
It's not average.
No. Well, because
average holds my attention better, and there's good points. There's no good points in this.
I think we gave, gave something a 4 that was better than this.
Yeah, probably.
So, it's definitely not a 4. It's terrible enough that it deserves a low rating, but it's not terrible enough to get down to the 1s and 2s.
Yeah, yeah. That's a pretty abyssal thing.
You and your puns.
All right. Category L, spinning.
Gotta tear off that clapping again.
Always.
Land of the Lustrous.
Oh my god, that sounds god awful. We're gonna click on it real quick, like we've done the past couple times, just to look at it.
Land of the Lustrous. It's only 12 episodes, so that's good.
That is fantastic. Action, drama, fantasy, mystery, seinen. What is seinen?
I don't know. Well, you tell me. What's seinen?
I feel like it's always like an erotic thing. I'm not really sure. That's just my feeling. Why don't my gut.
Open up a new page and type in seinen.
Type in. Well, you're closer. You have to think.
Okay, but open up a new page.
No, who gives a shit?
Oh, whatever.
S-E-I-N-E-N.
That's not an E. A-I-N. Seinen.
N-E-N.
N-E-N?
Yeah, not seen.
Seinen.
Jesus Christ. Seinen manga. A manga marketed toward young adult men.
Oh.
Literally means youth, but the term seinen manga is also used to describe the target audience. Oh, I could have sworn it would have been sexual. Apparently not.
No.
But isn't that all manga towards young adult men?
Are you going to go back so we can look at this?
Why?
Because I want to know what the thing is. In a mysterious future, crystalline organisms called gems inhabit a world that has been destroyed by 6 meteors. Each gem is assigned a role in order to fight against the Lunarians?
A species who attacks them in order to shatter their bodies and use them as decorations. You gotta add, drama to this one. I'm not trying to read that.
Fossophiliate. Also known as Fos,
thank God,
is a young and fragile gem who dreams of helping their friends in the war effort. Instead, they are told to compile an encyclopedia because of their delicate condition. Also,
sounds terrible.
Begrudgingly, embarking on the task, Fos meets Cinnabar. So is Fos a person or is that a race?
I have no idea.
An intelligent gem who has been relegated to patrolling the isolated island at night because of the corrosive poison their body creates. After seeing how unhappy Cinnabar is, Fos decides to find what?
It's so big because your mouth's so close to this.
Yeah, well, I'll amplify it down so it's not so loud. I can fix it.
I'll amplify it down.
That's what it does, amplify.
Amplify.
No, it's in the sentence, it's just called amplify.
Really?
Yes.
Sounds bad, though, doesn't sound.
Because you can go both ways with it.
Okay.
Now you ruined the whole bit.
I'm clicking all of it. That That was terrible. Anyway, guys, next episode, Land of the Lustrous.
Yes, Land of the Lustrous. Although Jem's kind of, did you ever see Steven Universe?
No, I've heard of it.
Steven Universe, that's what their things are called. The aliens are called Jems.
Oh, okay.
So, I just wanted to throw that out there.
That's something, I guess. See you guys.
Because I wanted to get that last, you know.
That
last minute in, yeah. Because
right. We usually I'm cutting it short. We got 10 seconds.
Whatever.
Bye, guys.
Bye.